ICE arrests in Maine search as Democrats scramble to resist. By Warner Todd Houston on January 23, 2026. Maine Democrats are scrambling and fumbling as ICE's Operation Catch of the Day picks up criminals among the state's population of illegal migrants. Immigration officials began the operation on Wednesday morning with coordinated raids in cities across the Democrat-led state. The campaign has been mostly free of attacks from activists. But Democrats are ramping up their vitriol against ICE activities in hopes of inspiring a Minnesota-like insurrection. Democrat Maine Governor Janet Mills seemed somewhat befuddled over the operation, but reiterated that she does not believe ICE reports that there are 1,400 illegals with criminal records in Maine. Governor Janet Mills press conference she's cooked. Fix WGME's bad audio, never seen her like this. Democrats are fleeing from her leadership. Some are moving more moderate and the far left is absolutely abandoning her after today's press meeting. I've had the unfortunate. pic.twitter.com/c38eqwaitpt. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 22, 2026. Controversial extremist Democrat Senate candidate Graham Plattner blasted ICE and insisted that they were dragging Mainers out of their homes despite the fact that illegal migrants aren't citizens of Maine. He claimed that dangerous illegal aliens are our neighbors, and added, "Maine will fight. We will fight for our neighbors and for the people we love." At this very moment, ICE is dragging Mainers out of their homes, terrorizing communities across the state. They're calling it Operation Catch of the Day. It is disgusting. Maine will fight. We will fight for our neighbors and for the people we love. pic.twitter.com/r899boopa.dg. Graham Plattner for Senate. At Graham for Maine, January 21, 2026. In another post, Plattner ripped current Senator Susan Collins for working in Washington to continue funding ICE during federal budget negotiations. Susan Collins's constituents are being dragged out of their homes and workplaces. They're being taken off the street. And Senator Collins is at this moment negotiating to hand ICE another $9 billion. Obscene. pic.twitter.com/6prihuneedsix. Graham Plattner for Senate, at Graham for Maine, January 22, 2026. Meanwhile, ICE continues to arrest illegals in Maine. Some of us are fearful that illegal aliens will scam the elderly or our friends will die from fentanyl overdoses. pic.twitter.com/foaebok. Steve Robinson, at Steve Robb, January 22, 2026. Here are some of the non-citizens ICE has detained in Maine. pic.twitter.com/qcclp/sign926. The Maine Wire, at The Maine Wire, January 22, 2026. pic.twitter.com/4rtfxftphc. The Maine Wire, at The Maine Wire, January 22, 2026. ICE carries out arrest in Portland, Maine, January 22, 2026. Leftists arrive too late. Democrat tip line proving to not be effective. They shared this in their group and said the anti-ICE Democrat tip line was used. But the operation was carried out too fast for anyone in their movement. pic.twitter.com/qq34sd.eerie6. The Enquirer, at Enquirer, January 22, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.